Welcome to Strength for Today, the preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church, an independent, fundamental, non-denominational Bible church in Winter Park, Florida, seeking to proclaim the whole counsel of God, to point all to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to do all, as stated in Revelation 1:9, for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our speaker is John Pereira, pastor of Central Florida Bible Church. You may wish to have paper and pencil handy for important information following the message. For more information regarding prior broadcasts and other sermons by Pastor John, please visit our website, strengthfortoday.info. That's strengthfortoday.info. Now, here's Pastor John proclaiming the strength for today.
Thank you for tuning into our Strength for Today Bible broadcast. We certainly do appreciate all of our listeners faithfully listening to our broadcast, both on WHIM and WTLN AM. Our subject is going to be facing crucial choices in critical years. Filmmaker Walt Disney was ruthless in cutting out anything that got in the way of a story's pacing. Ward Kimball, who was one of the animators for Snow White, recalls working 240 days on a 4.5-minute clip in which the dwarfs were making soup for Snow White and almost destroyed the kitchen in the process. And while Disney thought it was funny, he decided to snip the scene. Why? Because it destroyed the flow of the picture. I oftentimes think of decisions and choices that we need to make in life. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, the Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that are set before us." Oftentimes there are decisions and choices that we make in life that create and place unnecessary weights upon us that will affect our ability to run the race for our Lord Jesus Christ. And like Disney had to clip an important segment because it did not flow with the entire picture, I ask you, when the film of your life is shown, will it be as great as it might have been? Sometimes it'll depend on whether or not we were willing to clip the multitude of good things that we might have included in favor of the best things in our lives. Life is full of decisions that we must make. Robert Frost spoke of the road not taken in his poem, "Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other, just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had worn them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden back. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference." Are you willing to make the best choices in life? Life is full of decisions that must be made. We have no choice. Our lives are molded by the decisions that we make, whether they be good or whether they be bad. That's why the writer of Proverbs said in chapter 4 and verse 23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Perhaps as a result of being under the sound of the Word of God, being in the Scriptures, being in your church, hearing the message of God's Word, some of you may have made critical decisions involving your faithfulness to the Lord and the use of your time. Your faithfulness as a steward to the Lord and the use of your talents, and even your faithfulness in the use of your treasure. Perhaps these decisions that you've made have revolutionized your home and your relationship with Jesus Christ. But you know, there are some listening to my voice today that have made decisions to postpone obeying God, postpone following the paths of the Lord. But we need to realize that whatever decisions we make, it will affect the lives of those nearest to us. At this time in the history of our nation, we are facing combat in the face of a ruthless regime for the cause of freedom. Our commander-in-chief has had to make some very critical choices, and I believe he's made the right ones. Choices that will result, yes, in sacrifice, but ultimately for the cause of freedom. And as individuals, we need to look at our lives and look down the road and ask ourselves, am I willing to make those difficult decisions in the present so that a right course might be able to be set in the future? Today we're going to look at the lives of three individuals who were willing to pay the price of weighing the future against the present and making the right choices. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 23, the Word of God says, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." We're looking at the life of Moses. Moses had his eyes on the future, and God gave him the strength to endure the present trial. He was born in deep persecution and days of slavery in Egypt. Because of Pharaoh's decree, there was mass murder of infants, mass infanticide. His mother, Jochebed, hid him within the bulrushes, trusting in God's providential protection. And indeed, the Lord manifested his power when Pharaoh's daughter came and took him into her home, and Moses received the best in training. As a matter of fact, he was next in line to the throne, but he was willing to refuse it. Why? Because of the faithful teaching of his mother. Undoubtedly, Jochebed was acquainted with the teaching of Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13, the prophecy regarding Israel, that she would be in the land for 400 years, but that when that generation was completed, Israel would be delivered. In verses 25 and 26, Moses was willing to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. Moses realized that he could only experience the fulfillment of God's will in the future by willingness to suffer in the present with God's people. I want our eyes to turn to our Lord Jesus Christ as the second example of one who was willing to make crucial choices in critical years. Regarding Jesus Christ, the Word of God says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God." You know, our Savior did not let the suffering and shame of the present blur his view of the glorious future with us for all eternity. And he was willing to endure the suffering and the shame of the cross because he knew that there was no other way for us to be redeemed except by the precious shedding of his blood on Calvary for us. Christ was willing to go to the cross because he looked towards the future and saw the need for us to be saved. And his decision in the present was influenced by his desire to be with us in the future. I think of a third example of critical decisions. The Apostle Paul, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 7 and 8, he said, "I have fought a good fight," at the end of his life from a jail cell. He knew that he would soon face martyrdom for his faith at the hands of Nero. And he was able to say, "I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing." Paul's eyes were on the future, and that influenced the decisions that he made to be faithful to the Lord in the present. If I could challenge you this day, dear listener, to make biblical choices, stay close to the Lord, stay in the Word of God. Those routine daily decisions, submit them to the blue penciling of the Lord. Allow His Word to guide you daily. I want to ask you a question. What are your long-term spiritual goals? What are your desires on a long-time basis? Do you desire to rear Christian children who'll walk with the Lord? Then you need to make your decisions now, in the present, to be a godly parent and to be faithful in bringing your children up in the ways of the Lord, because it's not going to happen automatically. You have critical choices in the present if you're going to reach those goals in the future. How important it is. Some of you have a goal. Some of you want to have a happy home. But are you willing to be a spiritual leader in your home? Are you willing to ask for God's guidance and seek it in obedience to the Word of God? Are you willing to follow the precepts of Psalm 127 when it says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it"? Are you willing to make Him the chief resident of your home? Make a decision in the present with a view towards the decision. Do you have a goal to have a burden for souls? Have you lost your zeal to see your friends and loved ones saved? Then make a decision now, in the present, which will set the course for the right decision. Be a soul winner. Lead people to Christ. Is your goal to walk closer to God? Then make that decision now, in the present. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you, it says in James chapter 4. Decide now to read the Bible, to pray, to daily confess your sins, and be faithful in the things of the Lord. I'd like to bring your mind to the concept of choices. Lot made a choice in Genesis 13 when he lifted up his eyes and he beheld all of the plain of Jordan. Oh, it was well watered everywhere, but it was right where God sent His destruction of Sodom. And he lost his testimony. He lost his family. And oh, the sorrow that generational sins brought on because of the wrong choices of Lot. Joshua set it right in the chapter 24 and verse 15 when he said, "Therefore fear the Lord. Serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord." He called His people to make the right choices in the present. And He said, "If it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Let me suggest to you an acrostic for the word choice and the priorities that need to be in each one of our lives. C in the word choice stands for church. Remember the words of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. When he said, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching." God has established the local church as a means of exhorting and encouraging us. Be faithful in the house of the Lord. Make that commitment. Go to a good Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. Let me encourage you that if you do not have a church home of your own, that you listen carefully to Dr. Charles Schaeff as he gives you instruction and direction on how you can worship with us at Central Florida Bible Church. The letter H in the word choice, I believe, stands for the home. Moses' instruction in Deuteronomy 6, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our Lord is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thine might. And these words which I commit unto thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." Make it a priority. I believe every dad ought to be the resident professor of systematic theology in his home. Be a spiritual leader. Guide your family. Make a priority of your home above all things. Then the word O in the name in the word choice. O stands for others. Place the needs of others before your own. Philippians 2, 3, and 4 says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. Have you been selfish in your choices? What about making choices with the needs of others first? So often marriage problems come because we seek to put our needs always first. Let's be mature. Let's be sacrificial in our choices, placing the needs of others first. The letter I in choice stands for intercession. Be a prayer warrior for others and the needs of others. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Let's practice praying for one another. I believe there would be a lot less conflict in many homes today if we would have a practice, husbands, of praying for the needs of our wives, wives praying together for one another's needs, praying for the children's needs, each one of us praying for one another, that great prayer of intercession. Then C, in the word choice, would stand for the commandments. Commandments of God. Keep the commandments of God. 1 John 5:3 says, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. It's not hard to serve the Lord. He wants us to obey Him so that we might be able to experience in our choices the best of life. Make your commandments, make your choice today in obedience to the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, E, in the word choice, stands for evangelism. Romans 1:14, Paul said, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greeks. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, make the right choice today. Receive Him as your personal Savior, the one who came and bore your sins on the cross of Calvary. Call upon His name. Repent of your sins. Ask Him to save you. He promises in His word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, may the choices that we make today be those choices that will be in line with God's word, that we might experience His best for us. And I would say, exhorting everyone listening to my voice to be in prayer for our beloved nation. Be in prayer for our Commander-in-Chief, President George W. Bush. Be in prayer for our nation's military, for God's protection upon them, as we have, as a nation have chosen to do right in the face of adversity, even willing to sacrifice in the present so that the cause of freedom might ring on in a coming generation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for the joy that is ours to serve You and to have the freedom to make choices in the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I pray, Father, for each and every one listening to this message today, that we would make the right choice, first in receiving Christ as Savior, and then being a faithful steward in obedience to the Word of God. Bless each mom, each dad, each child, and may we, Father, make the right choice, even if it involves difficulty in the present, knowing, Father, that when we suffer for you, we will also reign with you. Thank you, Father, for the promise of your word that the best is yet to come. This is Pastor John Pereira from the Central Florida Bible Church with a special note of praise and also request for prayer for our Strength for Today Bible broadcast. As you may know, our Strength for Today broadcast is currently heard on WTLN and WHIM AM on the dial. We're on WHIM at 10:30 in the morning and on WTLN at 8:30 in the evening. This covers a good portion of our Central Florida area. What some of you as listeners may not be aware of is that through our church's internet ministry, we're able to webcast all of our church's messages, well approaching 400 of them, as well as our Strength for Today Bible broadcasts around the world 24/7. And we're thankful to the Lord that we've received responses and requests for literature from countries such as the United Kingdom, Denmark, Saudi Arabia, Africa, India, South Korea, Singapore, as well as France and the Philippines. This is not even to mention our own United States of America. So pray for our radio ministry, that God's Word may have free course and exalt our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to add this special prayer request. Pray that as a result of the efforts of our armed services, that God's Word may be able to penetrate into the forces of darkness, that programs like our Strength for Today may be able to enter in to nations that have been enslaved to tyrannical regimes, and that they might hear the word of the gospel and be delivered from spiritual darkness into the kingdom of light. You make that your prayer with us.
Thank you for listening to Strength for Today, the radio preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church that meets in the Goldenrod Civic Club, located in Winter Park, Florida, just 3 traffic lights east of Cimarron Boulevard at the intersection of Aloma and Palmetto. For more information about Central Florida Bible Church, to comment on the broadcast, to request a complimentary copy of today's message, or to listen to other messages by Pastor John, please visit our website, strengthfortoday.info. You may also call Pastor John at 407-656-9683. That's 407-656-9683. This is Charles Schaaf inviting you to come and worship with us tomorrow at the 10 a.m. Bible study classes for all ages and the 11 o'clock and 6 p.m. preaching services. Our prayer service is Wednesday at 7 p.m. May the Lord richly bless you as you go forth to serve Him.